Snowy, rocky peaks reaching high into the sky over 11,000 feet. Turquoise glacial lakes, grizzly bears, lynx, and bighorn sheep. Lodge pine pole, Engelmann spruce, and subalpine fir. And adventure. Welcome to Banff National Park, Canada's first national park. I'm Marianne Iveson, a proud Canadian and outdoor lover. I spoke with locals and experts on the history of this beautiful place and how we can play and protect these lands, plants, and animals. First, I talked to Craig Baird, history buff and host of the podcast Canadian History X, about the history of Banff, its Indigenous roots, and what it was before becoming a national park.
The original inhabitants are the Stoney Nakoda, the Blackfoot, some Cree, and various other Indigenous nations who were attracted to the area because there was an abundance of wildlife. There's a river that goes through it, and it's a stunning place.
When did it become a national park, and what was that process?
Well, it became a national park on November 25th, 1885. And what I find really interesting is we literally finished the Transcontinental Railway on November 7th of that year. So within 3 weeks, we've already made Banff a national park. And that's just because it's such a beautiful area that we wanted to preserve it. And so it was our first national park. We'd get another one in 1886 and another one that same year. And it was the third national park in the world after Yosemite and then one more in the United States. And then we created the Rocky Mountain or the National Park Act, which was kind of formed what we know of as Parks Canada. And that was actually the first real government organization for national parks in the world. It actually predated the United States' own National Park Service. So the creation of Banff as a national park came incredibly soon after we actually finished that railroad linking, you know, East and Western Canada. And we started attracting people to the area almost immediately.
Today, the park gets millions of visitors per year, with the mountains and outdoor activities being the biggest draw. Kim Logan is the manager of Earn Media at Banff and Lake Louise Tourism. We chatted about how Banff pretty much sells itself.
We're Canada's first and most visited national park. Like, we see about 4 million visitors a year. So it has that domestic and international appeal. We're still working on, you know, shoulder season and winter visitation. It's summer that we're really known for. We have a reputation for our turquoise blue lakes, and our summer season is very popular. But outside of summer is where the real opportunity lies. And in my opinion, that's really where the magic of this place is, in winter.
I ask him what makes the park so special.
Well, I think just the accessibility of adventure here. You know, the fact that you can literally walk out the door of your hotel or your home in the park and just be on a trail within a minute. You know, I think that's really special. Like, it's a bucket list destination. People plan their dream trips here and they've waited for years to come here. And it's like, it's a real treat to just be able to do these bucket list hikes and activities after work and on weekends.
Exploring and hiking are absolutely essential when visiting. So we talked to Natalie Fay, the External Relations Manager for Banff Field Unit in Banff National Park. I asked her why staying on trail is so important.
Staying on trail is definitely key, especially in places like national parks and provincial parks, places that are protected for a reason. And that reason is that there is sensitive wildlife, flora, fauna that exists in those areas. So by staying on the trail, what you're doing is you're allowing the park to stay in that state that it's supposed to be in. So it's maintaining that high level of ecological integrity. And in layman's terms, basically it means you're not stomping on the flowers and the trees that are growing just on the side of the path. So we have a fantastic trail system at Parks Canada and Banff National Park. The trails are absolutely beautiful. They're well maintained. And that's why we ask people to stay there. The trails will take you where you need to go. You'll have access to all those handy wayfinding signs that we have along the way. You'll know exactly where you're at. And that'll lead to a fantastic experience.
I'm Marianne Iveson. And thank you for joining me on this journey of discovery through Banff National Park.